Hello, we're interviewing embroiderers, you know, high up on important issues. I assure you we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your response will remain confidential. And to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
Can I ask where you pulled this number from first?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask where you got this number?
What is, like, in public space? I mean, it's, like, generally on the database for all the persons that were able to give a call to do the survey.
Okay. 26.
Thank you. And the media in the United States generally classify people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or older.
Yeah, white, not Hispanic or Latino.
I'm sorry?
White, not Hispanic or Latino.
Thank you. So do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yep. I already have.
Okay. There was an election in Ohio, November 7, 2023. Did you vote on that election?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Well, it's still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential elections taking place on November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in the general elections? Very likely.
100%. I'm definitely voting.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing in the United States?
That's a lot. I'm probably still just going to go with abortion because there's still backlash about the decision.
Okay, let me add that here. Thank you. When you decided that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Okay, thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election in Ohio?
Because we cannot be silent and expect things to change.
Okay. Let me ask that. Thank you. Well, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote it's on it. The first issue is that providers face constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposes amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make a carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how do you vote on this issue? Yes or no?
I didn't completely follow. I'm sorry, but whichever one protects the right to have a choice, unless it was dangerous to the person, obviously.
Okay, not a problem. Why do you vote yes on this one?
Because our choices are what the law should do its utmost to protect.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, the next one. Since you said that you voted yes on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio, when exactly did you decide how you were going to vote in on this specific issue? On the election day, a few days before the election?
Months.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about elections this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in the election cycle. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, like in YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads and videos in YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, short social clubs or community groups.
Any form of English digital media, social groups, and I'd say those are the two most major.
Okay, thank you so much. Now the next one, when considering an issue that is specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who had experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, or celebrities, social media influencers?
Women in general, but also friends and family.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that has specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Yes, but that's fairly personal.
Oh, I see. Yes, because it also asks what was like the particular thing that has specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election.
Are you asking if there's a reason I specifically voted? I'm confused.
Yes, what was that particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
I would not like to share that.
Okay. We can leave it like as a personal issue?
Yep, you can leave it at that.
Thank you so much. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue number one?
Would the campaign change how I vote?
If at any point during the campaign, did you change your mind how you? Okay. Thank you so much. And can we know why?
Because I know the needs of those close to me better than anyone campaigning.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No, I always knew I was going to vote.
Okay. Okay, can we leave that as the reason of why?
Because it's the only way for my voice to have an impact.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one, debating Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found out particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. but that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on number one issue is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
That's convincing, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is both Joe Biden and Donald Trump opposed partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats opposed the late-term abortion allow under issue number one. Joining them by voting number one issue, do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Thank you. The next one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors or faith in our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing, but less.
Okay. Legal experts say issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but we're glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Okay. And your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear divorce, but to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Okay, thank you so much. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you're both in 2024 elections?
Personally, student loan forgiveness.
I'm sorry, which one?
Student loan forgiveness.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy in the United States?
Economic issues.
Okay, thank you so much. Will the issue of abortion or reproductive rights play an important role for your personal, for you personally, in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yes, for sure.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominees for U.S. Senate on the Republican Party nominees for U.S. Senate. For whom will you vote, or are you currently on the side, like, definitely Democrat Sherrod Brown, probably Democrat Sherrod Brown, undecided, probably
definitely
Republican
on
nominees?
The side of Democrat Brown.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for presidents were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently on the side?
Joe Biden. Definitely a Democrat.
Okay. May I know why?
He shares the majority of my beliefs of the options given. And third parties are not capable of winning.
Okay. Thank you so much. And just a couple of more questions, and we're finished with the interview. In what country were you born?
United States.
Thank you so much. And what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
Parents, the United States.
Thank you. And your grandparents, also United States?
Half. My mother's grandparents were, my father's were Puerto Rico.
Okay. Thank you so much. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, just liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Moderately liberal, I suppose.
Okay. And what is your annual household income before taxes, less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than that?
$50,000 and $75,000.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, what is your gender?
You asked what was my gender?
Yes.
Male.
Thank you so much. That will be all, and we really appreciate your answers and taking the time to take the survey with us today.
Yep.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You as well.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.